What is going on, everyone? I'm Mike.
And I'm Bash.
And welcome to House of Pod, week two of the quarantine cast.
I guess I have not seen too many wild frozen pizzas roaming. I fear we may have hunted them near extinction.
Yes, it's unfortunate. I don't want to hunt down the chicken fingers, especially the dino ones. Remember what happened to them?
We haven't had an incident since back in 66, and I think we all remember what happened there.
Terrible, terrible. So, since the world is still under lockdown, we've been changing things up a little bit. Later on in the episode, we will be playing Super Fight with
and summoning a demon.
Yes, with our friends Taylor and Max. So that'll be a lot of fun. Why don't we go ahead and kick off with news? So, really quick, we'll just cover up some more things that are just being closed down or released or early because of all this nonsense. So, we talked about last week. There were a bunch of movies that they're already putting up on streaming. Currently, the new releases that are going to be coming out is Onward, which I am beyond excited about, is going to be on Disney Plus next week.
Yeah, that was on my most anticipated list, so I definitely need to see that one.
I think I told you when our buddy George texted me about the movie, and he was like, "This is the movie that was made for us." I was like, "I can't wait to cry. It's going to be amazing."
All right.
It's a Pixar movie. That's what they do, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, this movie's really good. And then you're like, oh my God, I'm learning something. Fuck. And then Sonic.
Damn you, moral lessons.
Yeah, right? And then Sonic will also be released March 31st on video on demand, which, I mean, that's cool. It was a good movie. So.
And it's highly rated enough, we might get a Sonic 2, in which we'll see Jim Carrey go complete Robotnik.
Yeah, very true. That would be really sweet, actually. I just want to see that huge mustache. Mm-hmm. That would be amazing. And other related closing news, Diamond Comics Distributor. This is the company that distributes comics for Marvel and DC and Dark Horses. They will be halting all shipments of new comics in response to the coronavirus. So, basically, unless you have the online subscriptions, there aren't going to be any more comics coming in until after this. Which, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure comic stores are closed, so you wouldn't be able to buy them anyway. But now they're just, like, actually not shipping them out. So it seems like the whole industry is kind of stopped. Which is fucked.
This makes me sad.
This is super fucked up. They didn't necessarily say when they're going to come back in. It could be, like, I think everyone seems to be on this weird, like, 2-week idea, but I feel like that's not going to be the case.
Yeah, probably not.
Definitely seems like it's going to be a little bit longer than that, but, yeah. Speaking of, well, do you have any non-wrestling corona news?
Yes, I do. Well, Morbius was, delayed, but only 1 week till August 7th, so that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Venom has not been delayed. The filming had already been completed by the time that the virus happened and everything closed down. So they've just been kind of like remotely working on effects and everything and getting it all ready, which we might have had a leak before, or we might have had a leak, which Sony did kind of like right before Morbius, like that first image of Jared Leto leaked up.
Yeah.
And then that shot and then the one with Spider-Man were both in the comics. We also got two images now. One of them's a Carnage hand where you can kind of see, like, the blade fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other one, it's kind of like a weird, hazy Photoshop version. So I'm not sure about its legitimacy.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they took, like, a shot from Venom and just, like, in mid-transformation almost and sort of just made it red.
Yeah, played with the hues a little bit.
They did have photo shoots of Woody Harrelson on set without the crazy, like, hair, like his hair's cut short. He has a weird kind of bang thing going on, but
yeah, that looked weird.
And then I did see there was like a small clip of it was essentially what it looked like was like police like walking up to Cletus or to Woody Harrelson, and he's sort of doing all these weird movements. So I don't know if it's him getting shot at or like he's doing like that's like the CGI of the symbiote supposed to be like coming out and doing stuff.
I think he's getting shot at while the symbiote's coming out and protecting him.
So that Woody Harrelson is a really good actor. Like, mm-hmm. he's done a lot of comedies, but, like, his serious roles are pretty good. He's done a really good job in, too. So I'm really excited to see how this is going to kind of play out. I kind of feel they're going to go with the route with, you know, at the end of Venom, Eddie Brock goes and, like, interviews him. But it was, like, Cletus wanted him to do it. So I feel like maybe Eddie's reporting is partial reason why Cletus ended up in jail. And that's why he's going after him when he gets out, you know?
Yeah, possibly. It seems like Carnage knows him, or at least knows of him, so...
But just how they're going to get the symbiote on him is going to be a little weird, because technically it's just part of the Venom symbiote that mixes with Cassidy's blood that creates it. So I don't know if there will be an altercation beforehand, maybe, and then Venom saves him, and then somehow the droplet gets in there. So it should be interesting. There's some rumors with Tom Holland trying to make an appearance. I don't know if it's going to be like a quick cameo.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get him in for the Venom movie originally, where he was supposed to be part of the class that was touring the facility.
I would love if they... If somehow the stars align just perfectly, and this Venom 2 movie actually just sets up a Maximum Carnage movie... You have Spider-Man at the end, you lead him off to where he's, like, the bad guy still, like, coming out of that, and then Venom and Spider-Man have to team up together to fight Carnage in the Spider-Man 3.
I kind of assume that's what's happening here, like, Venom's going to become more of an anti-hero by fighting Carnage, because that's what happened in the original comic.
Yeah.
Like, we need someone worse than Venom so he can, like, fight with Spider-Man and then go off on an anti-hero thing to do his own comic series.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just the connecting, how they're going to get there. Because, I mean, Marvel's been pretty hesitant to bring characters that Sony made into their universe. Mm-hmm. They were kind of like fighting off Venom for a little bit, like back and forth.
They said he's in the same world, but he's not in the same universe, so to speak.
Yeah. So, we'll see how that goes.
Although I think they have given the Venom 2 movie a PG-13 rating, so we'll see.
I hope not.
Yeah, me too, but eh.
So moving on from media or movie and stuff to other coronavirus news. We were going to have our predictions for WrestleMania this week because they were already doing all the tapings. It seems like everything was sort of wrapping up. But then we had a bunch of people that are officially not on the card anymore. So, reports came in that Roman Reigns is probably the biggest one. He is, because obviously his fights with leukemia in the past, his immune system is really low, and he personally has, like, said that he doesn't feel comfortable doing it, so they have removed him from that match.
I actually think a little bit bigger than him would be Dana Brooke.
Yeah? Yeah, you think so?
Yep. I mean, she's been removed from that match. It's no longer a six-pack challenge, yep. Although they could add Nia.
Yeah, that's true. But I heard a lot of the reason that Roman left was because of The Miz, because The Miz is also out, but he was, like, sick at the he came to the performance center sick, and, like, there were reports of, like, the Usos, like tearing into him because of Roman, obviously, because he's like, what are you doing? Like, so The Miz is also out, along with Rey Mysterio, who has also put himself in self-quarantine. And then, didn't you say Bobby Lashley as well?
Bobby Lashley had a tour in South Africa, I believe. So, he's been quarantined. So, I'm not really sure if the Aleister Black match is going to happen at Mania like it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm. I believe the rumor is now that Goldberg's going to be fighting Braun.
That is what I heard, yeah.
For the Universal title. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Miz and Morrison, because the Usos and New Day look like they're still on for their match, and, like, the winner of that match is supposed to face Miz and Morrison. So I don't know if it's going to be, like, Miz is going to have a different... or Morrison's going to have, like, a different partner, or somehow, like, we still have technically two SmackDowns.
Morrison and Braun. It's just Braun filling in for everyone.
Yeah, right? We also do have two SmackDowns left, so before WrestleMania, so if for whatever reason they were able to get the belts off Miz and Morrison beforehand, which I don't want them to, but their backs are already up against the wall, mm-hmm. and it's just getting worse as it goes on. So
yeah, this is kind of a strange predicament they're in.
So we'll see. Yeah, next week we will have predictions for that, and we'll see what happens, basically, once we actually get a solid card going on. But like, it seems like it's changing daily, so we just gotta wait and see, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because I guess they supposedly confirmed 16 matches, but well, I don't know if that's gonna happen with all of the matches that have been canceled now.
Yeah,
and everyone that's been getting sick.
I don't know what's gonna go on with that. So sticking with the wrestling thing, not Corona, unless you have more virus news.
No virus news, but well, this is into the speculation section. Supposedly, they have actually cast Keanu Reeves as Johnny Blaze, Ghost Rider.
Ooh, bring him back.
But I would also have to say as a caveat, there's been so many rumor and speculation as to different characters he's been cast in that it's kind of a joke at this point. Yeah. Although Kevin Feige did admit that he does talk to Keanu for every Marvel movie that's coming out to see if he wants a role.
I mean, if you're going to get him in there, you might as well get it now. Strike while the iron's hot, you know? We have this Keanu assance going on with Matrix, John Wick. They're doing another Bill and Ted.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Keanu's the cure to the virus.
Hmm?
Keanu, I'm pretty sure he's the cure to the virus.
Probably.
It's trying to get him. We're in the Matrix.
Whoa. The virus dies. Slingbacking to wrestling. Vice's series, Dark Side of the Ring, aired their second season. I guess this is more of a recommendation to go watch it than anything else. Is they have a 2-part series about Benoit, and it is did you end up watching it?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It is amazing, and like it's a really sad story, obviously, but you get the perspectives. It's like there, I feel like there's a range of perspectives that they give on there, so it's not one sided. Like Jericho was narrating, and he was doing interviews. You also have Dean Malenko, Chavo Guerrero, Nancy's sister, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, and then Dave Benoit, who's Chris's other son from the marriage before Nancy. Mm-hmm. And you can tell, like David is very, like, he's like, my dad's my hero. Like, this, like, that what happened wasn't him, like, you know, but he still is, like, you know, it's his dad and stuff like that. But then you have Dean Malenko on the other end that is, like, I can't even separate his career from the person. Like, it's really good. Mm-hmm. I suggest you watch it, and I definitely suggest everyone listening, if you haven't checked it out, to go watch it, because it's really good. They had I wish I wrote down the guy's name. He was a former wrestler who then became a neuroscientist. He was the one that did the testing on his brain afterwards and like really started the whole like CTE kind of thing. I don't know if you can remember just off the description. All right, he had long blonde hair. He wore like a college jacket. Like a Letterman jacket. It was like red with an H on it. Like, I think he might have been like a Harvard.
Chris Masters?
Maybe. Did he retire? Or is he still wrestling?
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. Once you see him though, you're like, oh, that guy. He dropped out a lot. But yeah. Great, really good story. Really good, well, not a really good story. Really sad story. Really good portrayal of it. I mean, I talked to you like a while back. They had that podcast that was like, that did the same thing, talked about the Benoit story, but like the way that they portrayed everything, it was like, it was only a matter of time before he killed kind of thing. It was very tasteless. Mm-hmm. This was not that. So yeah. Do you have any other news?
I do not.
Alrighty then, so why don't we go ahead and dive into the Wednesday Night Wars, starting with AEW. It was a weird episode. It was a good episode. There's some weird parts in it.
The part where Jericho cut a promo on Vanguard 1?
No, that was amazing.
Okay. That was weird, but amazing.
It was weird, but yeah, that was fantastic. So,
did you see the one afterwards where he cut a promo on his Roomba?
That was pretty good. I did enjoy that.
Always crawling around, hiding. Don't you give me the silent treatment.
So yeah, we started out, we had Cody, Kenny, and Tony Schiavone on commentary, kind of setting up the show. Cody, the first match was actually Cody versus Jimmy Havoc, so he just kind of got up and left. It was a pretty decent match. I love Jimmy Havoc. At one point, they were up at the commentary team, and Jimmy put on the headphones and was like, how are you gonna talk if you don't have a tongue? And was like, basically grabbed onto his tongue and then did an uppercut to him, which I was like, I was like, that's gross. Don't touch his mouth. But it was pretty cool, I will say. But, and then there was this, really, really, really cool, reversal. Cody went to do the cross cutter and Jimmy Havoc did like a flying arm bar, which it was really, really interesting how they pulled it off. But I've never really seen that move be reversed into another move as opposed to just moving out of the way. So I really liked that. But eventually Cody got the momentum back, hit him with two crossroads, and then beat him with the three count. Afterwards, Jake the Snake came on.
Two crossroads.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I did like that a lot because it's like I had like it's the one thing I like about AEW matches is unless it is like a squash match, the people who are fighting both look good. Mm-hmm. So like the one Jimmy Havoc lost, but he still looked like really good in his loss. The fact that he had to take two crossroads to be put down was a nice little touch to that. Jake the Snake came on screen afterwards and was just talking shit. It was like, you didn't call me when AEW was there. You didn't take Lance Archer when you guys were in New Japan. And then Cody said that his debut will be next week, but they didn't say who up against. Like I don't think he's going to face Cody right off the bat.
Probably not.
Which makes sense. After that second night, we had Darby Allin versus Kip Sabian, which is a pretty good match because I fucking love Darby at everything that he does. And of course, with Kip Sabian, there's a lot of distractions with Penelope Ford. But the ending came with like a weird kind of playing possum sort of bit where Darby's on the ground. Kip kind of like gets up to go get him, and then Darby hits him with, I think they called it the Last Supper, which was like, it looked like he was going to put him in some sort of submission move, but it turned into a pin.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I can't remember. Oh, actually, did I write it down? The Gibson leg lock it looks like he's putting him in a leg lock, but then he rolls him on his shoulders, so he has the leg lock in, but he's pinning him at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Hmm. I liked it a lot. Go for Darby. Up next, we had just a squash match. Jake Hager versus Chico Adams, making his debut and just getting mauled.
Yeah, very quickly. How did that work for him?
The big story afterwards, though, was Moxley showing up and Although I will say it was interesting because Moxley came in, hit the paradigm shift, and then Jake kind of like got up and then put him in an ankle lock right away because it was like. Yeah, he kind of sold the paradigm, but like since he just crushed that guy, he wasn't tired, so it was just be like you hitting a finisher right off the bat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Moxley was said that he was cleared to wrestle, and that I think Jake is like, I'm pretty sure he's number one in the rankings because he brought up where he's like how he basically challenged Jake. He's like, whatever you want to fight, whether it be for the title or not, I'm gonna whip your ass. So I know Jake's undefeated currently, so it might be for the title at some point, which would be a pretty good match.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, why would you choose to fight him for not the title?
Yeah, right.
Like I want to fight you, but not for the title, just to beat you.
So before our next match is probably the promo that everybody's talking about. We had the Exalted One, Brody Lee, sitting eating a steak dinner with John Silver and Alex Reynolds. And I don't know if this is just the this promo or if the archetype that they're going to do is a Vince McMahon type, but that's what this promo was. It seemed like it was just kind of mocking Vince. Like, during the promo.
Supposedly Vince is upset.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. During the promo, they're eating steak, you know, Brody Lee is eating the steak. Alex Reynolds and John Silver are not. And he's like talking about it. He's like, people I don't understand, blah, 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 all this stuff. Silver tries to take a bite. Brody Lee yells at him for trying to eat before he's done eating and then kicks him out of the room. And then John Silver sneezes and just Brody Lee just goes on. He's like, you sneeze in front of me. It was so funny. And like clear everybody, like, you know, the fact that like Vince hates sneezes. I don't know if there was ever an instance of
it's him. A sign of weakness.
Yeah. I don't know if there's ever an instance of like him saying like him eating first before someone else, but that's a little bit too much. But we go from that immediately to another squash match between Brody Lee and QT Marshall. Brody just wipes the floor with him very quickly. And then like some random unnamed guy kind of comes in the ring and puts a mask on QT Marshall on his lifeless corpse, basically.
All right. So he's joined the Dark Order?
Yeah. And Cody didn't seem very worried about it. I think that would be a really interesting angle, like an overarching thing of having at least someone connected to all these other people in AEW joining the Dark Order. Mm-hmm. So they're already going after Christopher Daniels. So then this SCU, you got QT Marshall with the Nightmare Family and stuff like that. So that'd be interesting. Have like a big brawl.
I'm into it. Yeah. Blood and Guts. Which has been postponed.
Yeah, unfortunately. The last match of the night, but not the last segment of the night, was Kenny Omega versus Sammy Guevara for the AAA Mega Championship. I love that they do those cross promotion championship matches. Just love it. That's so cool. This match was just good. I mean, these two are awesome. I would almost suggest just going ahead and just going and watching it, like, because I can tell you the moves that happened, but it's just so much more entertaining seeing like Sammy hit like this springboard stunner, Kenny immediately rolling out of the ring, and then Sammy just immediately following that with this crazy top rope dive. Like, just the athleticism between all these guys were nuts. But in the end, because we're in AEW and not in AAA, Kenny ends up getting the one winged angel and pins Sammy. But fuck, man. I love watching these. Sammy's such a good wrestler.
Yeah.
Like that Spanish from.
They made a good choice.
They did. They made a really. They did such a good job of like picking their like the indie characters. They're like indie wrestlers for them starting out. And that's probably why Jericho has him in there, because it's like, this is going to be, he's going to be a star in this company. Let's make sure that we make him a star.
Yeah.
So, then, the end of the night, Jericho in the ring, waiting for one Matthew Hardy, is interrupted by Vanguard One, who was also seen earlier in the night, giving an update on Matt Jackson. Nick Jackson. Like, he just kind of flew over to his house, and he was standing outside his garage while Nick was working out, and it was like, subject Nick Jackson, like, recovery 60%.
I love that. Yeah.
So Vanguard One comes down, Jericho starts cutting a promo on him, and saying how he doesn't like him, he doesn't like his political views, but like, but he understands that, like, just the kind, the person he is, I guess, and basically just offers Vanguard One an invitation to the Inner Circle. Oh, I fucking love it.
That'd be a nice addition.
That was hilarious. And then Vanguard One flies off, and he's still yelling at him. And then we cut to this kind of weird thing that I think they just wanted to try out because they're in an empty arena, where Matt Hardy essentially sort of teleports down to the ring, but like, he starts at like the top of the arena, and then is then he's in like the middle part, and then he's at the bottom, and then he's in front of the steps. It was very strange, but I mean, it was a great Matt Hardy promo, regardless, filling us in on Damascus. He's his 3,000-year-old essence.
I love it. Which will be Inner Circle or Elite?
Delete! Delete! No, Elite! Delete! Elite! Delete! Elite! So yeah, Jericho tries to get him to join the Inner Circle, staying away from the Elite guys. There's an Elite Delete change. Jericho goes and, like, I think he slaps him, and then Matt punches him, and he's like, look at this. He's like, you must be strong, knocking down Le Champion with one punch. But he's like, but I have magic too. Abracadabra. Matt Hardy gets his ass kicked, and then he gets jumped by Jake on the side, and there's this big brawl with all the guys running in, trying to set up whenever Blood and Guts is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and that's how we end AEW. It was a good show. There's some interesting parts, there's some funny parts, some good wrestling. There wasn't no Jericho and Taz on commentary, but we did get Jericho and Vanguard 1, which was awesome.
And then later Roomba.
Yep, and then later Roomba.
I really like the Roomba, if you haven't guessed that.
All right, so the NXT. This was more than a clip show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. They decided, like, well, we need to put on some wrestling now because yeah. The clips didn't work so well. So we had Austin Theory versus Tyler Breeze opening it up, continuing the feud before the clips. Theory kind of, like, mocked Breeze with the cell phone. He just kind of came out doing his old gimmick. And Theory actually does look good for most of the match. He picks up the, like, phone once again, though, and he's kind of, like, taking a selfie. And he picks up Tyler Breeze, puts him on his shoulders. But then Breeze gets out, hits the beauty shot. Yes, that's right. He won with a spin wheel kick. 1, 2, 3. I guess he's not using the unprettier anymore.
I guess not.
Then match two. We get Killian Dane versus Tahuti Miles. Who do you think wins this one?
Is it Tahuti?
Almost. Except for not even a little bit. There were a couple of moments where you're like, oh, he can do some offense. But yeah, Dane, this is all about Dane. He got the senton. He got the Vader bomb. Yeah, that was Killian Dane's night.
Makes sense.
Next up, we had Cameron Grimes versus Tony Nese, which when I saw these two in the ring, I was like, huh, that's not a matchup I thought I would see. So that kind of made me intrigued about it. It was kind of like a technical grapple to start, and that it turned into very, like, Tony Nese being a technical grappler and Cameron Grimes being, like, a bruiser, basically, a hard-hitting bruiser. It was a decent matchup, but... yeah, Tony Nese, like, looked good, and then Cameron Grimes, like, shortly afterwards just hit the cave in randomly. It was kind of like, oh, they're going back and forth, and then boom, like, oh, okay, he got it. And then, yeah, Cameron Grimes. I think that might actually be setting him up for a decent push relatively soon, because they gave him a North American title shot, which he looked good in, but he didn't win.
That'd be interesting. Well, I mean, it's coming towards WrestleMania season, so they're probably going to start pulling people up. So I feel like this would be the time to start cherry-picking the people you want to, like, prepare to be the next, like, NXT top guys.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that's why Triple H put the North American title on Keith Lee. Like, you can't have him, Vince. Yeah, he's mine. Here,
please. Don't fuck him up.
I need someone to face Velveteen Dream in 3 months. Next up, we had Aaliyah versus Xia Li. Or we would have, but the camera goes to Xia Li. She's kind of crying in the back, and her knee's been injured. It's weird to see a wrestler, like, cry when they get injured. I know it's a natural reaction, but it kind of makes them look a little weak. But, yeah, either way, she's injured. Io Shirai has been put in her place. I wonder if Io Shirai was the one that injured her.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it was a decent match, but, I mean, Aaliyah was out for a match, so you know it probably wasn't to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets a double arm backbreaker into the moonsault. 1, 2, 3. Welcome back, Io, who has been on a short leave of absence. I fully believe she's the one to take the title off of Rhea Ripley eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
As long as they don't give it to Charlotte.
They might do that. Charlotte gets what Charlotte wants.
I don't like that.
Next up, we are treated to the buttery voice of Keith Lee, and we are basking in his glory. He says that he wants to apologize to Dijakovic for powerbombing him when it was Damian Priest that hit him with a nightstick. Which, I was like, oh, okay, wow, we're long-term booking.
Cool.
Taking the past events into consideration, Vince.
Vince.
Yeah, but Damian Priest interrupts. And he's basically like, oh, you know, like, I've had my eye on the North American title, and now I'm going to come get it. Pulls up the nightstick. But then Dijakovic kind of, like, pushes Lee out of the way so he can attack Priest. And then Lee kind of, like, pushes Dijakovic out of the way so he can also attack Priest. And then Dijakovic ends up doing a suicide dive out of the ring. It was confirmed later that night that we're going to get a triple threat between these three, which finally...
Yeah.
They just keep seeming to, like, add one person to lead Dijakovic. Like, this is awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to throw someone else in there, though, to make it a little more interesting. Just
spice it up a little bit.
Oddly enough, I kind of hope they give it to Priest here. Just because I want to see these three again, and the title change would be nice. Even though Lee just got it, like, I don't think he necessarily loses anything.
Yeah.
Plus, then he is free to go after Dream when he takes the title from Adam Cole at whenever Tampa's been rescheduled to.
I hope that they kind of, especially the way that things are going with like the matches at WrestleMania, just throw in some of these NXT matches. Like, don't have the Gargano blow off like on NXT.
Because I'll get to that.
Yeah, because like they should have, that should be a WrestleMania, even though it's going to be at the Performance Center, you know.
Oh, I'll get to that.
All right.
So next, we have an Adam Cole promo. He's saying, like, you know, oh, I, you know, have the longest title of all time. Well, he also says he's on vacation, which is great because, like, come on. But he's like, oh, yeah, I have the longest NXT title of all time. You know, like, I could beat Dream whenever I want to, but I'm not going to. He's going to take on Bobby Fish next week. So, you know, we have that to look forward to. Next up is Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan versus Brandon Vick and Shane Thorne. Good for them. They've been on Raw, now they're on NXT. Maybe they'll appear on SmackDown tonight. Yeah, so Burch locks in a crossface eventually. Lorcan locks in a single leg crab. They both tap. It's...
They both tap at the same time?
Yep.
All right.
That's why it's a thing. Moving on, we have Candice LeRae versus Caden Carter, which is another one of those, like, I wonder who wins this match. I do not know. Who could it be?
It was Carter, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah. It was a ladder qualifier. It started out with a lot of pinfall attempts. Like, it was just right off the bat, like, let's try this for the surprise roll-up. They've obviously been listening, because they know that's the most devastating move in all of wrestling.
I can't believe nobody just has that in their arsenal all the time.
Yeah, just... I think that's, like, 90% of 24/7 title changes. The match was okay, but like I said, predictable. LeRae advances. She now joins Io Shirai, Chelsea Green, and Mia Yim in a... I think it's going to be a fatal four-way match.
Okay.
I mean, a six-way ladder match would be nice, but those tend to get a little bit complicated.
Yeah, we don't want a lot of people in the ring nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Essential staff only.
Yep.
So next up, we have the final match of the night, but not the final segment.
Ooh, another.
Mm-hmm. Riddle versus Strong. Which, you know, this is what you think it would be. It's awesome. Physical, quick, brutal. Yeah, it's everything you would expect from a Matt Riddle versus Roderick Strong match. Match. Yeah, the dynamic between these two is so good. Roddy ends up, like, throwing him against the ropes and, like, doing the running off the rope and elbow thing, which I don't know why he does it, because it almost always gets countered. Which it does here. He runs, bounces off the ropes, elbow. Runs, bounces off the ropes, elbow. Runs, bounces off the ropes. Counter. That doesn't really work too well. He just gets the bro Derek after that. 1, 2, 3. Simple. I mean, Riddle tried for it a little bit earlier. Didn't quite get it, but nailed it all of it here. It was great. Riddle doesn't have that much chance to celebrate, because after the match, we have what appeared to be two large lumberjacks in skirts that came out and beat Riddle up.
Two large lumberjacks in skirts?
Yeah, I want to say they're Samoan, but that's just because I've seen too many Samoans in the WWE. I actually kind of think that they might be two big beefy lads signed from the Great Khali School of Wrestling.
Ooh.
So we know they know the chop for sure. And a big boot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what else. Oh, well, actually, I do know one other thing. They kind of gave him, like, a backbreaker and then a leg drop off of the middle of the top rope, I don't remember. But off of a rope.
Ouch.
So, yeah, a nice little double-team maneuver. And then we have Malcolm Bivens, who comes out, and he's like, oh, you know, these are the new guys. They're going to dominate the tag team championship, which explains why they're attacking Riddle. And they're very large, so yeah, I guess they could. It mm-hmm. seems like they're like, you know, Samoan or Indian authors of pain.
All right.
I can deal with that. And then we have the final segment, Papa Trips.
The dating bug.
Yeah, talking to Tommaso Ciampa. I think he calls out Gargano. Long story short, they're both talking to each other, and Gargano's like, what, are you kidding? I'm not getting in the ring with him. And Triple H is like, if he touches you, he's fighting. Get in the ring. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. And then, yeah, basically they're talking. It comes down to, in 2 weeks, Gargano versus Ciampa in a random building with a ring and not much else. And then this is the end of the feud. If either one of those two goes at each other, like, with animosity, they're both fired.
That's it? The Triple H is like, all right, we're putting a period on this feud.
Yep, because they're both like, no, we don't need a match. Like, we just need a ring and a referee.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, I'll find a building, and then text you both the location, and then you show up and wrestle, and then end the feud. And then Triple H is interrupted by some random Titantron thing, showing a bunch of devastation on the screen. There's, like, trees falling down, and, like, flowers dying, and then we see a little bit of a flash of Killer Cross's face. He's coming to NXT.
Ooh.
To destroy people, which I think is great, because on the main roster, there's way too many big guys. Like, Cross is big, but he's not, like...
Like Strowman big?
Yeah. Like, he would look little next to Strowman. He wouldn't look that big next to McIntyre. So, like, I think this is the right decision. We put him on NXT, and, like, maybe he can join the super heavyweight cruiserweight division.
Yeah, that right.
That just appears to be going for the North American title.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's pretty exciting. So you think he'll show up during that match? I hope not. So let it end.
I don't think we're going to get the match we want. Well, because it's, you know, in a building randomly somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll have anyone interfere in this.
I mean,
maybe they would, though, just so they can have one more match in front of a crowd and just have Killer Cross take them both out near the end.
That would be interesting. Like, he finds out where he's at, and then, like... No, that's too... I thought of, like, destroying the building that they're in. Because, I mean, if you had the trees and the fire and stuff, but I was like, that's a little bit too theatrical for NXT.
Bronze Jones just flips the building.
Yeah, if this was WWE, it'd be like 100%. And like Killer Cross would be dressed up like Killer Croc, because I always mix those two names up. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. I hope that match isn't like on an episode of NXT. I want it to be.
It's in 2 weeks, so it seems like it's gonna be.
But isn't WrestleMania in 2 weeks?
Maybe.
Yeah. There's a thought. At least that maybe the North American champ or the or not maybe definitely the North American championship, and then like the belts basically. Especially if you're not going to have a takeover until probably another like three months or so. Assuming they're going to tag them on to like maybe SummerSlam or not SummerSlam already happened. SummerSlam would be the next one.
Yeah, what I honestly think they should kind of just like push past WrestleMania and then work on making SummerSlam amazing.
Yeah.
Which I heard rumor that one Brock Lesnar might actually beat Drew here.
That would be really shitty.
I think they want to have the pop and have him beat him in front of a live crowd.
No one's going to care if he loses, though. He's been beating the shit out of Brock like a majority of the time. Like, since WrestleMania, like...
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Why do I care?
Just Brock not having the title, that'd be great.
Yeah, right. That's really what I want to see. I don't care if there's no crowd. I'll pop. Everyone will still pop. They just won't hear it. They can go ahead and put it in there on that, you know, just like over the loudspeakers, because we'll be doing the same thing that'll be doing. Cheering that Lesnar doesn't have the title anymore.
Vince doesn't always get the audience reaction right.
Yeah, that's very true. So yeah, that is the end of the wrestling. Been an interesting week. I think they're pulling it off pretty well, though. Yeah. All things considered.
All things considered, yes.
I'm glad the NXT, did they fix the hard cam? Because I noticed on SmackDown and Raw, like, when they first aired it, the hard cam was where it was always been. So, when the wrestling was happening, you see just the chairs. Mm-hmm. And then when AEW, when they did their first, like, empty arena, they moved a hard cam to where it's facing the ramp. So it adds more to the actual, like, screen, so you're not looking at, like, a bunch of, like, blank areas.
Yeah, I believe they moved it now.
Okay, yeah, because Raw the next week was that when they moved the hard cam.
They made a nice little comment on that.
Yeah, I saw Tony kind of was like, it's magic. So, yeah, that's enough for the wrestling and the news for now. We'll just go ahead and go through a little commercial break and then continue with the super fights.
Yes.
Alrighty, now that... we're stuck inside doing all quarantines. We're going to take two of trying to play Super Fight. Woo! We have our friends Max and Taylor here.
What's up?
Hello.
Scooby was with us, but he isn't feeling well. He drank too much or had too much of that.
That Rona.
Probably the Rona.
He kept saying Popeyes. But it's probably the Rona.
Oh,
it's the
Rona. That would make sense.
Get too much of that crispy. Woo!
Woo!
Tangy. Woo! Sweet honey barbecue. All right. So, run through the rules really quick. Super Fight is a card game. And we're not actually going to be fighting each other. Although that would be really shitty podcast material. Just people scuffling.
I can make wild katana sounds.
We start out the youngest player, which will be Max. He will draw his card. Taylor will also be drawing her cards. And they basically have to pick up two people that are going to be fighting each other. And Bash and I are going to be the judges. For this round. We will determine who wins, basically, yeah. So let's just go ahead and get this going.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Ow!
So, I think we're gonna play about up to probably 5 points each. Last time we played, we went around in circles, and after you basically go through the gauntlet, you get the point. But God damn it! Also because Basham ended up pulling a robot in a fighter jet, and you couldn't really beat a fighter jet.
A robot in a fighter jet?
You never beat a robot in a fighter jet.
Yeah.
You don't beat anything in a fighter jet.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess you guys can go ahead and get your cards ready.
Basically the same, right?
Not yet, in 10 years.
While they're getting ready, if you guys had any suggestions for stuff that you wanted us to play, I guess. Just a lot of the things that we've been planning to do aside from WrestleMania have been canceled.
And WrestleMania is just like changing. A fucking
shit show right now, which we talked about. So we'll think about that. We kind of had an idea for a quarantine-based tabletop game that definitely isn't
quarantines
like...
Quarantines and Coronas.
Isn't like Dungeons and Dragons.
Can we play Pandemic?
That would be fun, actually.
The Try Guys were talking about that on their podcast, how they're all going to try to play Pandemic. All doing it from home.
We have to do it first, so then we can say that they copied us.
That's true.
Exactly.
I am ready when you are ready, player one.
Like we're a small channel and they're James Charles.
All right. So, what do we got?
Oh, wait, that's both of me.
That's what I said.
That's both of you.
And that's why I added 10 years.
Dun.
Ready?
Yeah, do you want me to go first or you go first?
First round!
Which that has a battleship.
Okay.
Ooh.
You can't change. And is also inside a giant hamster ball. Which has a battleship? And I think she's in a hamster ball.
Or is the battleship in a hamster ball?
Ooh.
Versus
yeah, what? A samurai.
Ooh.
That's wearing nothing but a strap on.
Ooh.
But can summon an army of African children.
Ooh.
I
mean, at this point, I might have to go with the samurai just because it has an army.
And I'm wearing a strap-on.
And you got a strap-on.
That nothing is, but.
That's
And the witch is inside a hamster ball.
That's Mind Game 101.
So
it's going to be hard to control a battleship inside a hamster ball.
Is it a real battleship? You just control it on the bridge, and you have your other people do the stuff for you.
Is it a real battleship, or is it the game battleship?
That's
I'm going to go with...
I'm just holding a board game.
I'm going to go with the battleship from the movie that's based on the game Battleship.
That's based on the Rihanna.
Starring Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna's in Battleship?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
It's not a good movie.
Oh. I gotta go with Strap-on Samurai here, though.
Ooh,
I believe
I'm picturing the strap-on to look like the one from Seven, so...
Yeah. All right, so, I'm gonna have to go with the Samurai as well, so it seems... Taylor has won the round!
I win.
All right.
Okay. So we'll go to the left. That's Mike.
That's me. Let's see what we got going on here. Can you put the tunes on, please?
Oh, the tunes. Forgot about the tunes.
Oh, I've ran into this problem before with this card. What the fuck? All right.
Power Rangers.
Close. So, up against a samurai with an army of African children that also has a strap on is a Japanese anime porn tentacle monster.
Oh, my.
That is armed with a flamethrower. And armed with a machine gun.
Oh, shit.
This is strapped to
Japanese anime tentacle monster wins. Yeah. There's really no debate
but
here.
But also, but no, a samurai is Japanese, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's going against
you're
the Japanese.
Tom Cruise.
Well, yeah.
But that's
he's
going
the last
against...
samurai, though. There's no more after him.
But it's going against a Japanese monster. So a samurai could potentially fight a Japanese monster.
Yes. But
that's what they're trained for.
It is a you're missing the porn aspect because you are also wielding a giant strap-on, which is his playground. Japanese anime porn tentacle monster.
Yeah, but I could just fuck you with that strap-on, or you could just fuck me with that tentacle.
And then burn
and
you.
And all the African children.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, that's...
I'm gonna resign the African children, so that way they don't
probably
need to be harmed.
They
don't
need
to
be
harmed.
Alright, Japanese anime porn tentacle monster is the winner!
I mean, I'm not sure I can beat this one. You might go all the way around on this.
Man, thank God we, fucked up the recording and are doing it again. Now I'm getting points!
Well, you're getting points, but that was also fucking funny.
Yeah, that was amazing. The armed with a shotgun that shoots shotguns, which I feel like would have bit me in the foot because we established last time the shotguns that are being shot out of the shotgun aren't necessarily shooting bullets.
Right, they're just shooting shotguns.
Yeah.
Which little mini shotguns.
Which is just giving the African children ammo, basically.
Mm-hmm.
African children
shotguns.
And just
stray away from that one. All right, Bash, can you stop my porn tentacle monster? I don't think you can.
Well, I got a blank card, so I'm going to go ahead and discard this one and draw another one, because that has not been filled out yet.
Stop picking from the middle of the pile.
We should fill those out at some
can't.
Point.
Oh, you don't want me to do that.
What do we got?
We got a demon, and then I'm going to steal one of your attributes.
Oh!
The machine gun.
Taking the machine gun.
With the demon card again.
Dad, do I pull another attribute? I forgot.
I don't think so.
With 3-foot fingernails.
But I also have 3-foot fingernails.
Really
so I'm a demon with claws. Which,
so base, yeah.
With a machine gun.
And I'm a tentacle porn monster with a flamethrower.
I'm gonna
good
put
luck,
the
guys.
Machine gun at kind of useless because operating it with 3-foot fingernails.
Have you ever worn long fingernails? It's the worst. You can't do shit.
No, that's not that hard to do.
No. You fucking
to get
put them on. Don't.
3-foot fingernails through the trigger guard.
Very carefully.
Very carefully.
As the only female here.
And it's a demon.
Or the only human who knows about nails in this room right now, I can say for a fact you would not be able to handle. Working machine gun with those long of nails.
Did I forget to mention demons are generally immortal?
I've been playing Doom, and I will say not only demons are not immortal, but you can shoot them with flamethrowers and they'll still do damage.
That's in Doom. In lore, they're immortal.
Well, I mean, you can even take my flamethrower away and I'm still a Japanese anime porn tentacle monster. Those things are huge.
I've watched.
Depends on the film.
It depends on the film.
To know that
tentacle monsters are pretty intense.
Wait, is it hentai or hentai? I thought it was hentai.
It's hentai. Max is just uncultured.
You swine.
Oh my god, you watch hentai? Oh my god, do you?
Ooh, boy.
What did
Secrets
we uncover?
Revealed.
I'm gonna go with the tentacle monster, you know?
Tentacle monster, for sure.
I tried to put up a fight.
My noodly appendages win once again. I'm not the flying spaghetti monster, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not very noodly.
But now
they're...
you only have a flamethrower.
They're more
that,
like...
But yeah, I do only have a flamethrower, which is... That's just... We're going to have to look up if that's just like a perma-ban when you get, like, perma-attribute taken away. I'm glad that my card was basically Duke Nukem, though. Like, I'm just armed to the teeth. I'm here to kick ass, chew bubblegum, and whatever else I do on hentais. Which I'm not going to say right now. That, I guess, I looked at it as, I'm guessing this is one of the red cards. Was the rated R, the red flags? Is
yeah, that the... ooh, that's like the cards against humanity cards.
Okay, so those are the awful, the really awful ones. 100 R-rated cards to the core deck.
That's what would have happened if I would have started filling out the blank ones.
I'm going to rely on the top deck black card for, go with the Ghost of Osama Bin Laden. Who's really good looking?
No, really, really,
really,
good.
Really, really,
really,
really,
good,
really
looking.
Good looking.
Sexy Sama. I'm imagining he looks like sexy Jafar.
He's also radioactive.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Also that with that
radioactive ghost.
Now, yeah, but it's a ghost.
Radioactive
so like...
ghost Bin Laden. Who's
now,
very,
from all
very
your,
sexy.
From all of your hentai views, wouldn't the radiation just make the monster even stronger?
So I don't know how you're gonna burn or fuck a ghost.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's ways.
Have you seen the movie Ghost?
Animes can do pretty crazy shit.
Is it Oprah Winfrey's not here to, like...
Oprah?
Or no,
yeah,
Oprah.
What?
Who is it? The one
who?
In Ghost?
Patrick Swayze?
No.
Demi Lovato. Demi Moore.
No, wasn't there, who was the black lady in Ghost?
I don't remember.
Whoopi Goldberg?
I think it was Whoopi Goldberg.
Guinan?
I don't know what this
right,
has to pertain.
What is this again?
So
okay,
we have
so
we have the ghost of Osama Bin
Laden,
a very attractive ghost.
That's radioactive.
That's radioactive.
Going against
Whoopi Goldberg.
An anime porn tentacle monster that has a flamethrower, although the flamethrower probably doesn't matter.
So, well, yeah, because it's radioactive and it's a ghost.
Well, that's what I mean, but wouldn't the radioactive just increase the tentacle monster's powers?
Does it increase it,
but
or does it, like, give him
cancer?
You can't
do anything to
I think
a
it makes
ghost,
it get bigger, though. Depending on the Japanese movie.
Yeah.
But you can't do anything to a ghost, though. It's a ghost.
It might
true.
Be a stalemate.
That's a...
Ooh! Pick another card.
I'm calling
so
tie.
That's, I think
yeah,
we do
that's
a
true.
Tie.
A stalemate. So we
discard.
Got...
choose one card.
So we both... we're
No,
we're
you
put
choose
the rules.
One white card.
Yeah, it's,
oh,
I think it's
white
just
card.
One white card.
It's one white card.
Uh-huh.
All right, so now that we tied, it's down to the last one. So, we will have Mr. Rogers versus...
a doomsday cult.
Ooh.
Ooh!
Mr. Rogers would never do anything to hurt anyone.
Yes, but I am also under the impression that Mr. Rogers would change all their minds.
That's what I'm going to have to go with.
Oh.
Because he's fucking Mr. Rogers.
You think he would change their minds?
I think
he
would.
He'd change Congress minds.
Before
the doomsday
rush...
cult will be easy.
He takes a long time to talk, though. They would bum rush him and stab him before
it's
he
a
talks
cult.
About
no,
it.
He...
like, they're
can,
already
Mr.
brainwashed.
Rogers.
Yeah, but they're already brainwashed.
He convinced Congress to give people something for free.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers wins. I'm sorry. There's no.
I mean, this could.
It takes,
if you're. If you're
wait,
how long
but we're
that,
the
how
table.
Long
it goes
video?
Against.
Yeah.
Us.
You guys are up there. So if you both are disagreeing, then it's
another tie.
Another fight.
Double tie.
Oh, boy. What do you got? I put it down
you
first.
Go first. You
I put it down first.
He put it down first last time. Yeah.
Ready? Yep.
I got
oh!
Jesus Christ versus a meth addict.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
Christ.
Jesus save the meth
save
addict.
Him.
He'd save the meth addict, then
the
meth
addict
would stab him.
Convert
yeah.
the
and
meth addict
money.
Into an upstanding citizen.
That's you have
no. He'd try to save the meth addict. The meth addict stabs him. And then
no,
we,
Jesus Christ.
And then Jesus forgives
Jesus
him.
Christ.
Another split.
Pull a
and raises.
Card.
Another split. All right. Here yeah. we go. Moose.
Versus the Kardashians.
Oh!
The moose
the,
tramples wait, the Kardashians.
Oh,
we all
no,
rejoice.
No. The Kardashians are the most most influential and most powerful family besides the royal family.
But that's not...
With the intelligence of a moose, but not the size.
That's not the fight, though. That's not the fight, though. It is the Kardashians versus a moose.
They have the fattest asses. They'll be fine.
They're mooses.
It's one moose.
It's a moose. A moose, not meese.
Meeses.
Mooses, beasts.
I don't think we're all appreciating the size mooses are. They trample all the Kardashians, including Caitlyn.
Do you think...
She ain't a Kardashian.
Here's my argument. Do you think any of the Kardashians, aside from Rob?
No, we don't even talk about Rob.
I wouldn't say Rob. Do you think any of them have done any sort of physical labor in their life? Do you know how much strength it would take a moose down?
But they have the biggest asses to where the moose would run into them and it would go boom.
Yeah, but that just is a bigger target for the moose to hit with their...
It's one moose against a powerful family.
Moose doesn't care about money.
Yeah,
but... Power, your power means nothing here.
Okay, what does the table say?
Moose.
Oh, I'm the table.
Yeah.
This isn't my card.
This is why we need to play with an odd number of people.
Yeah, because there's no way the Kardashians take down moose.
All right, flip them again. Last one. Holy shit. So, I got Gandhi.
Oh.
This is a cheetah.
Cheetah would win. Cheetah would win.
Cheetah wins because cheetah eats Gandhi. Gandhi is not eating the cheetah.
Yeah,
15
no.
minutes in and we're like...
Gandhi would win. So, winner Max.
Put the cheetah card back down.
Oh, yes. The cheetah card still stays. Now, do you... I don't think that means...
You
that,
just continue with the cheetah.
Yeah, so you just have a cheetah
all
fighting.
You have is cheetah.
So, Basham, you are up next. No.
Yeah,
Taylor is.
Taylor is.
I was defending. Max was the
we're
one that won.
One another. Oh, no. Is this going to be our first fight?
Yep. A super fight.
I mean, go big or go home, right? Quarantine style.
Quarantine style. Yeah, this episode's brought to you by not dying. And Lysol.
And washing your fucking hands.
Yep. Alrighty then. So,
and Procter Gamble.
Currently, the scores are Mike with 2, Max and Tay with 1, and Basham. Trailing behind with nothing.
I was in the lead last game.
You were.
I have...
Too bad there's no evidence.
And it doesn't exist anymore.
That's still down there. I can see it. It's on the paper.
All right, so going against a cheetah is 100 Lucha Libre wrestlers.
Yeah, you lost. Cheetah lost.
With?
Yeah, I could probably take down some of them, but...
With generates a force field while master...
Oh, man.
They're all masturbating. 100 of them are masturbating.
So you can even have half of them masturbating and then generate a force field while the other half are fighting the cheetah.
I think they only generate personal force fields.
I win.
So it's just who the cheetah's attacking.
I still think 100 Lucha Libres would...
They win, no doubt. I'm just clarifying.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, Taylor's got the point.
Yes.
Sorry, Max.
Cheetah runs away, waits till they masturbate and come, and then get all sleepy.
That's true.
And then go attack him.
No, the cheetah would run away, and then when he thinks the least suspect it, the...
Unless they masturbate in shifts, but that's a lot of coordination.
Well, you also have to take the theatrics involved with the Lucha Libres, because you think the cheetah would get away, and then he'd just Spanish fly out of nowhere.
I don't think we're in an arena with ropes.
Well, no, but you don't need anything to do a Spanish fly to somebody. You just need to do it. But really, realistically...
Paul Virgil.
Oh, my God. Ooh, I have a couple really good ones. That one. What? What? That's terrible.
I think I know what I would get, but...
I don't know. This is a tough decision. I'm gonna have to go fighting 100 Lucha Libres that can make force fields while masturbating is the devil... Who throws used hypodermic needles?
No, okay.
And
the wins.
Has a venomous bite.
Yeah, no, you win. Okay, bye.
All right.
No, the devil won in general, and then the hypodermic needles, and then the fire.
Yeah, and then.
And then. So, all right.
Mike, look, the first round when it didn't actually record, You were doing so bad.
I was doing terrible. Now
you're winning.
Now we're recording, I'm winning. Unless Bash can pull out something right here.
Look at this. Second chances. You know? Silver lining.
Life is filled with second chances.
Babe, what are you doing?
Bash, quit playing with your balls.
Not playing with my balls.
I mean, I don't think I have anything that can beat the devil.
Devil. Well, you could also you could pull the next black card and be like, is head straight immunity to Antichrist or something like that.
That would be interesting.
What is this?
I've got a polar bear riding a battle cat, and
that's just a
what's a battle cat?
Image.
Like a cat that's prepared for battle, or
that can become mist while holding its breath.
Oh shit. You can only hold your breath for so long.
Yeah, I know.
But you got a battle cat.
But while the devil's trying to bite me, I turn into mist and then move inside his stomach and then turn to regular size like Ant-Man inside of Thanos' butthole and just make him explode.
I don't think that's how that works, though.
Here's the thing about the devil,
though. It makes
though.
Sense if you don't think about it.
Exorcisms. The devil likes to embody people. So he could just embody this polar bear and
oh
like,
no, I'm becoming a mist when he tries.
No,
and
he
could
be he could possess your mist. I don't know why I'm trying to fight for you, Mike. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
No, it's fine. I have a hard time defending the devil personally. But
I apparently have no problem.
But I mean, if I'm going by it, he is technically like an immortal creature sort of thingy. You know what I mean? So like, even if you did turn the mist and then
went
inside me and blow up, I would just kind of like laugh, shrug it off, and come back as someone else or pull myself back together. Or...
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to pull the...
The Jesus Christ
the Jesus,
card, which we've already played.
If the Jesus card got pulled out, that would be a real match. Alright, Max. Do you have what it takes to dance with the devil for the pale moonlight?
Nope. Oh, he wants to hold
he
the cat.
He went running scurred.
He's going
to
bite you again.
He's going the Egyptian route, bringing the cat over here to try to scare us.
Anubis.
Mm-hmm. Which card?
Which card? Yeah, pick the top card. He's just going to knock the deck over. don't sit on the recording device.
No.
It would be really nice if he made a noise, though, because normally he makes noises. Yeah. He's like, meow, meow. All
right, so I am crushing in the lead with four. Max with one. Taylor with two.
Ooh. Wait, how many does Bash have?
Nothing.
Oh!
I had four last
yeah,
round.
Yeah, he was going from first to last.
Mm-hmm. You drew a devil card.
I'm sorry, but the devil always
Mike sold his soul.
the devil, oh, unfortunately.
Look at politicians.
Yeah.
Well, the Illuminati, you know? What else are they doing at Bohemian Grove? I don't know. You should take a look into the Anxious Aliens podcast.
Yes, exactly.
It's been a minute, but we have episodes you can listen to.
I'm excited for you guys to like
start again after the quarantine. We wanted to talk about the quarantine after the restaurants shut down,
mm-hmm.
but then all of a sudden it was like now everyone has to stay inside their houses. So
yeah,
we're like, okay, once we can actually go out and be friends again. We'll do it.
Us here at House of Pod are rebels and have hopefully high immune systems. Well, just me. I come over here. So I'm the one putting myself at risk.
You're also bringing shit into
this
house.
You're putting all of us at risk.
Yeah, you have like 9,000 kids in your house.
Yeah, but literally nobody's left the house in...
But kids are the ones that are like fine, they're asymptomatic, but they're like spreading that shit.
I would be more worried if like my sisters like left and stuff. Like, but they like literally everyone has been home the entire time.
Yeah,
it's exhausting.
You're the only one that's going.
Yeah,
but the only place you're going is here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. I eat kiwis.
So all right,
it's
fine. I eat kiwis. So who is up in the next fight?
We have a crocodile hunter who is a hypnotist. Ooh. And armed with an infinite sausage lasso.
Infinite
sausage lasso?
I don't know, but it's the devil.
I mean,
throwing used hypodermic needles.
Wait, can you say it as the crocodile hunter? Can you talk as the crocodile hunter?
That's not a noise. That's a noise.
Or the devil.
You can hypnotize the devil there.
Oh,
and
that's
strangle
true.
Him with the sausage lasso. Because that's his kink.
You know, I think... For the sake of the game, and not defending the devil anymore, I might have to concede to that just because, I mean, it would be like that crocodile hunter, his eternal job is to keep the devil under hypnosis.
Yes.
So with that in mind, I would probably concede.
I'm actually going to go crocodile hunter him, in this one.
You just hypnosis him.
The
and
sausage
then
lasso threw me.
The sausage lasso. That's
actually, Bash was just jealous of the sausage lasso.
That does sound delicious.
It he
does.
Wants it all for himself.
Boy, hunger. All right. So, Taylor.
Teresa. Is it Bash?
No, because Max went up against me.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So now it is, once again, Taylor versus Max. We'll see where this goes.
Why are you always fighting me? Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Fighting.
Because there is less judge bias.
Doobie.
So, how many points? I'm not going to determine, just because I am already in the lead, how many points do you guys want to go up to?
Whatever you think. I could do this for the next hour, but I don't know if your listeners are going to want to listen for that.
Nine and three quarters.
1/4 portion.
Alright. Against the crocodile on die, that's a hypnotist. That started to get like Jamaican. Yeah. I have a Grim Reaper. Ooh. That has a skunk on a stick, and pulling my second card is a locked in a shark cage. So that's helpful.
I might have to go with the Grim Reaper on this one.
What do you mean?
Oh, wow. What?
He's deaf.
The Grim Reaper is locked in a cage, though. He can't even touch you with his spooky scythe.
But I got a skunk on a stick.
Yeah, you're in the you're in the cage with a skunk on a stick, and, you know, I hypnotize you and you skunk yourself with your skunk stick.
That's true, I am locked in a cage.
That is a really unfortunate.
It's an unfortunate event. Yeah.
Oddly enough, I'm going to have to go with the Grim Reaper here. I think the crocodile hunter somehow gets him out of the cage to try to save the skunk, and then the Grim Reaper touches him to death.
What? I would say the only way to defeat the Grim Reaper in this position would have to be by the cage. And the Grim Reaper does have that touch.
Nah, if I know anything from watching Bill and Ted
Bogus Adventure,
defeating the Grim Reaper, you just gotta beat him in a game. And if he's hypnotized, he's a lot easier to beat in the game.
That's not how that works at all.
I think it's how it works. That's what Bill and Ted said.
I mean, it's canon technically, but I personally would still have to give it to the Grim Reaper.
Same.
All right.
I win.
Reaper wins.
Which is odd. We called the Grim Reaper more powerful than the devil bullshit. Here.
Huh?
It's odd. We called the Grim Reaper more powerful than the devil.
Well, that would have been an interesting fight in general.
That would have.
Wait, is he more powerful than the devil, though? Or is he just kind of like a coworker?
He's just a gatekeeper.
I don't think he's even like a coworker. I think it's like more like a middle management.
Yeah, he's just a gatekeeper.
Like the shirt that I ordered, it went from one place and then is going to another place before it comes to me. The Grim Reaper is that middle guy.
True.
The Grim Reaper is the Grubhub of...
The Grubhub.
He's the delivery man.
The Grubhub of the afterlife.
Oh, I gave your cat catnip, so that's why he's over there, face full of...
Yeah, he likes that.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Holding a baby.
So, fighting the Grim Reaper. Ooh, you know what? There we go. Is an evil doll. With rabies.
Well, I'm the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, but I'm not alive. The bottom half
Neither
is...
am I.
Play another character card from hand. The bottom half is a Viking.
What are you gonna do with your strong thighs?
Sprint hard.
Reaper wins.
I mean, here's my argument though. Like, the Grim Reaper brings people to the afterlife. An evil doll is just a possessed doll. So you can't touch him and then it dies because it's technically not a living thing.
But you can't even get to him in the cage.
What do you mean?
He's in a shark cage. You can't even get to him.
Are we saying that we're in the ocean?
No. He's just locked in a shark cage.
I have Viking legs. And I'm rabid.
But all you're doing is running at a shark cage while Death is locked behind it going, yeah, okay.
But I also can't tire.
Yeah, you're a doll. I'm the Grim Reaper, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
We're both from, like, the evil, but I'm more evil than you.
You're not evil. You're a necessary...
You're just a doll.
You're a necessary force.
There.
That's the difference.
You're just a doll sitting there like...
I don't think the doll can get in the cage to do anything with those thick...
Grim Reaper. But that's the meaty legs is what's gonna get him in the cage. But
no,
I mean,
he can't get in the cage with those meaty legs. He can't fit through.
He'd kick the door down.
I gotta go, Reaper.
Yeah, I know.
I win again.
Yeah.
Garbage.
How does it feel to get garbage cards?
That wasn't garbage cards. I think that was carefully planned out. You guys just don't want me to take the victory.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. We're conspiring.
I know
too.
It is. I know it is.
We're on a text thread.
Yeah, you guys are texting each other without me knowing.
I don't even know where my phone
this
is.
Guy.
Where's your glasses?
I don't know. I lost them a few days ago.
You haven't been anywhere in a fucking week. Where have you been?
You know, you lose things.
You win some, you lose some.
True. All right. So, Grim Reaper's still rolling hard considering he's just inside a cage.
And I'm going to say that this Grim Reaper is... Reaper is a she, so she's doing great. She's fabulous. She's doing fine.
See, that's not... Not to step on that, I was literally thinking, like, this should be the Ian McKellen Grim Reaper from Last Action Hero that we watched the other week, who walks out of the movie theater.
Okay, so, pick a movie character. I'm going to have to go with Morgan Freeman as God.
Okay,
and summons cats to do bidding, who can walk between both worlds.
No,
kind of like the Grim Reaper.
No.
Constantine, it's canon. For my bonus card, I'm going to go with... can throw sticky bombs, which doesn't really help against the Grim Reaper, but as I am God, you can't really do anything against me, can you? With your skunk out of stick.
Can I get really deep for a second?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a battle of black cards because technically, since the Grim Reaper is just death itself, if God were to kill death, then there would be no death.
Also, death
so
is
that wouldn't
dead.
Happen. So he wouldn't do that. So it's more of an actual fight between the black cards as opposed to who the actual characters are. I just wanted to throw that there. So, but at the same time, you have sticky bombs, and you're inside a cage.
Bombs.
So
yeah, so I die.
So you would die regardless. I'm dead. I just wanted to cut that out because you're like, I'm God. Like, so I just wanted to make sure that's not.
Yeah,
like,
you dick. God's always such a fucking asshole.
All right, so Basham finally on the board. Max, you're up.
It only took an act of God.
It only took an act of God by Morgan Freeman.
And cats and sticky bombs.
Yeah, the cats really didn't do much. It was the sticky bombs that really did it.
I just wanted to throw the Constantine reference with cats can walk between both worlds.
So currently we got... I'm in the lead with 4. Taylor is 1 behind with 3. Basho and Max at 1.
I noticed you started reading the scores after you were in the lead.
I was still reading them last time.
Yeah, not as much.
Yeah.
No?
It was just sadder when I did it, so I didn't say it as with much, you know, exuberance.
Or as often.
So I'm going with a literally insane clown posse.
Ooh!
And then to neutralize your cats, I'm going to control all animals.
So I won't summon them. But I'll throw sticky bombs at you, and you die.
I'll control the birds to intercept in the sky to intercept your sticky bombs, and I also have
and they blow
50
up.
Insane clowns.
Well, literal insane.
Okay, that's only violent.
50 posses. Yeah.
50
posses.
No, the insane clown posse is only Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope.
But it says a literal insane clown posse. Yeah, okay, so then that would still be like 100 people.
That's still 100 of them. They also said their mission was always to get to God, so they're actually going to have to
go be and
behave.
How many people in a posse?
Are
you Googling?
No, insane clown posse, not a posse.
Oh, it's a literally insane clown posse. That is
literally
no,
ICP.
No,
which is Shaggy
to
Dope and Violent
literally,
J.
No, but it's not.
I
saying,
know my insane clown posse. Lore.
That's not the point. Like literally insane
Ladies.
Clown posse would mean that it is literally a posse of insane clowns.
If it just
not,
if it was
not,
insane,
it doesn't
clown,
say literally a.
Literally insane clown posse. Insane.
Literally insane clown posse. It doesn't say literally a insane clown
no,
posse.
No, it's not.
Or
so
an insane clown
no,
posse.
If it was just insane clown posse, it would say insane clown posse.
What it's saying
it
now
does.
Is literally 50 insane clown posses.
Yeah, and I feel like if it's going to be possessive to where it's the band, there would be a comma after literally on there. So it's like literally insane clown posse.
Yeah.
But I am just reading the cards as I seize it.
And God damns them to hell, and then they die, and I still win.
Yeah, I think, like, you having God really is, like...
But he controls, they control animals.
Then I don't summon the cats.
You got birds in the sky, you got all kinds of things to intercept your sticky bomb.
No, yeah. I'm condemning you to death. I'm not throwing sticky
God
bombs or using my powers.
Can you say that, though?
God's a merciful God. Morgan Freeman is a merciful God. Morgan Freeman is not Old Testament God. Morgan Freeman's cool New Testament God.
He is cool New Testament God.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's like, hey, clowns, can you put down the hatchets? It's if anything, it'd be stalemate. He'd be like, "Hey, let's gather around and pray it out."
Did you guys hear about Morgan Freeman like dating his granddaughter or something?
What?
That's odd. I'm still God with sticky bombs, and you still lose.
I don't think.
Judges, what do we think?
There's nothing you can do.
What are you doing?
I asked you first. Because I mean, if I'm going in the literal sense, like. God would
That's a lot of people.
A bunch of people.
And animals.
Have you read the Old Testament?
But that's not. That's,
but you,
no,
said,
you
said
Morgan
Freeman
is God, which
as
is
God.
New Testament God.
Morgan Freeman as God is like the biggest pushover God
it's
out there.
Only that one movie. It's strictly that one movie.
Well,
that he played
well,
God.
Don't forget Bruce Almighty. Is he in Bruce or
Evan Almighty?
Evan Almighty.
I don't.
Well.
I can't remember if he was in Evan Almighty or not. That movie wasn't that good though.
No.
No offense, Steve Carell. Because he's definitely listening. We're all quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one from the Philippines. He's just stuck out there.
So I win? Point?
I don't know, man. I might have to go
I
with
say
the literal estate. If it's...
I
right.
say tie.
Then yeah, I guess...
Like, tie at best. There's no way you can go with a clown posse on that.
There's
it's
100 of them.
50 clowns.
And a bunch
and
of
a
fucking
posse,
animals.
Posse,
all the animals on the planet.
A posse is at least four. It's a,
see, I'm just going off the character of Ben.
I lose.
Yeah, you have hipsters.
Hipster gets a saber-toothed tiger. Are you in?
Yeah. That's 1 point for maximum.
How do you guys make God lose?
Well, God wouldn't kill people. That's what I'm saying.
No, you. Yeah.
Yes, he would.
New Testament God wouldn't.
Morgan Freeman
Old Testament
God
would have crushed them all.
Morgan Freeman God wouldn't do that.
He'd
be like,
he would.
He'd be like, hey, it's
he like
Saint
seriously
Clown
chilled
Posse.
Out in the New Testament.
Morgan Freeman God would be like, hey, Insane Clown Posse, let me teach you a long lesson through a 2-hour film about your life.
That's true.
Don't think he would have.
I don't think he'd show him a film, but like...
That's what he did in the movie.
All right, so up next, we have Taylor
no,
and Max once again. A saber-toothed tiger with no powers. This might be an easy win, as long as you don't get, like, a carpenter that doesn't have arms.
I have a high school marching band.
Oh, boy.
That
that's
has acid blood.
Ooh.
So if you kill me, my blood is acid. But also my second black card that I drew, it's a marching band that knows kung fu.
Ooh.
They also have acid blood.
Yeah, I mean, the saber-tooth
well,
tiger
yeah.
definitely just die.
One of them dies, but then the saber-tooth tiger does too.
Yep.
Oh, I fucking win.
You do.
Do, 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 do.
Pick your cards, boys.
All right. So, Taylor, you and I are tied. Think we'll do best of seven?
Yes.
Never get to, like, advance with a card with powers. It's all just the base card from the tiebreaker.
Didn't we have that one? Oh, no, it was when it was jerking off earlier. That's right.
Oh.
No. Okay, we had. Did we mix the cards in from before into the other ones? I just want to make sure I'm not pulling from a discard pile.
No, I put them in there.
Okay, because I do have 100 story tall.
Oh.
I just wanted to make sure there's more than.
No, earlier was 30.
There's
3
and 10.
Yeah.
Okay. 30. Then your high school marching bands with acid blood and knows kung fu will be going up against a 100 story tall Obama. That is wearing a suit of armor.
Oh, shit.
So if there's, and I will attest, a large marching band could probably consist of about 200 kids. But a 100 story.
I mean, we could go against you though.
Yes, but a 100 story Obama with wearing a suit of armor, even I would say one felt swoop would take out 70% of that band without burning through the entirety of the armor.
Very true. How,
or even a little bit.
How
yeah.
much blood is in a person?
What is it, like 70 liters or something? I don't know.
Well, you, we don't have
a lot of acid.
We don't have time to sit and do the math to like.
It's like a gallon of blood, one. And
yeah,
one.
All their blood could like eat away at your.
It's like one, but it's only
armor.
1 gallon of Bala. Blood.
You'd be dead before, or you'd be finished before the armor is burned through, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I would just like to say way that before. I'm losing, but Obama has been weakened because of our acid blood. So when you go against the next person, just know that you're already weakened
from us. If we were gonna go with that standard, I would take away the wearing a suit of armor, but I don't think that I would personally be.
Yeah, you got about half our armor.
If I
right
didn't
now.
Have that armor, then yeah, my feet would probably really hurt.
I still imagine him wearing classy shoes.
Oh, 100%.
What's up here?
You kids gotta stop killing people with your acid blood. That's my Obama impression. It's really
go
bad.
A little deeper.
What? Oh, listen here. Like that?
Yeah. That's better.
Well, let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
All right. I guess we got Katniss Armed with a Freeze Ray.
Ooh.
I'm like, I win. I'm not going against anyone.
Katniss Armed with a Freeze Ray.
That's the best I could come up with.
What's your second power? It's 200 stories tall.
That'd be that nice. That would be perfect. And the second power is, oh, literally wearing heart on sleeve.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's adorable.
Well,
also, Katniss wouldn't, but...
I will just put them right away over there.
All
right,
babe, your turn, I'm peeing.
This is it, Max. If you lose, if you cannot beat a 100-story tall Obama that's wearing a suit of armor, then the game is over. And I, like the Predictions Championship, will become champion of Superfight.
Call shenanigans.
I wonder. See, now I guess if it carries over. No, I wouldn't want it. I'm not gonna lose the suit of armor just for semantics. Like, oh, my boots are gone. What do you got there, big boy? With your mustache and your cards that can't beat Obama.
Go with an invisible Google.
An invisible Google? Like the search engine?
Yeah, it says Google.
Google can turn invisible while...
singing show tunes and has one of those electric scooters for old people. I don't know how you could defeat Google. I mean
it's
Google's
not...
Google's our corporate. I mean, very nice caretakers.
Very nice people. I mean, if you were gonna put Google as an entity, it would still like you being invisible would be pointless because you have to sing show tunes while you're doing it.
You get your Google Home singing show tunes. You can find it. Find the Google Home singing the show tunes on the other side of the world.
I don't know,
Morgan or Obama.
I don't know. This you got a 100-story Obama who's wearing a suit of armor still.
I think Google calls in strike drones.
Google calls in their strike drones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Google is.
It's a really difficult one. I think I do have to give it to Google on this.
Oh,
Google knows all.
Google is all.
Taylor's in the bathroom.
Yeah, our other judge ran away.
So I guess this one would be solely on you. Do you choose Google?
I choose Google.
And Google supersedes Obama. All right.
Google
didn't expect
all,
that to happen.
Google knows all the Obama secrets and would turn against them in the court of public opinion.
I guess. All right, so... score is Mike 6, Bash 1, Max 3, Taylor 4.
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback. Bow. I don't know what the song that is. I don't remember.
I'm not 100% sure either.
Taylor, you are up next.
Yay.
Google took down Obama.
Oh my.
Probably Google. Just like real life.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds about right.
Probably. Google can also go invisible while singing show tunes, but it kind of defeats the purpose of being invisible if you have to sing doing it.
Yeah. I don't have anything that can really...
How you can defeat Google. The internet?
Yeah, I can't really... I don't...
How are you going to defeat the internet?
But, well, I'll just go with the best of my cards. George W. Bush, that can turn into any vehicle. He turns into a tank.
What's the next black card? Honestly, I would say Bush has a good up against Google.
No way.
Yep.
Really into bestiality, but in a weird way.
Oh, never mind. Google,
Google has this one.
Google, yeah.
Because Google knows that.
Google definitely has that one.
George Bush looks at his phone, and he's like, oh, I can't concentrate on this. I gotta take a break for this bestiality. All
right, you win.
That I'm really into, but in a weird way.
What a little too far.
Oh, man. These are all terrible cards. all right, so a college a cappella group that is really, really stoned.
Oh.
That so also are riding broomsticks.
So every a cappella group
at Hogwarts.
Every a cappella group at Hogwarts is just baked out of their minds. They're like, Google man, how much is this broomstick worth?
So Google starts singing to be invisible, and they just get entranced and just keep singing.
He's singing.
They're like, shit, show tune?
Like, I love this song, man. They're called We Door. Yeah. I mean,
they all just sing like Google, but they're not invisible.
These were just garbage cards. I just thought it was hilarious.
Bash them. Full circle.
So, Max is pulled into second place with that one. Two more for the victory.
Can't defeat the Google.
Can't defeat the Google.
Oh, I thought God. You couldn't defeat God, but hey. God.
Max is the internet, too.
He really is. For those who don't know, Max is actually an alien that came down and adopted memes to fit in.
Yeah. No, for real.
That's been my theory about you forever. You are just a meme factory.
Well, they say that Aquarius is, which he's an Aquarius, they say that they're like aliens. He's a total alien.
Yeah.
And knowing, if anyone knows me, I love aliens.
It's like when you got to Earth, you went on 4chan and read it.
No, I don't know about 4chan.
Well, the good parts of 4chan. There's a lot of shit, but there's some funny parts.
Not the scary parts. No,
I'm a gladiator that steals the opponent's abilities with a touch.
Oh, man.
Oh.
You can touch them.
Google's everywhere. I can touch anything. I can Google anything, if you will.
So then you
can. And my second ability is, I have enormous exposed testicles.
Ew.
That seems like such a disadvantage.
What are you gonna do, Google? My balls are already out there for the world to see. And I have all the abilities you do, so everything you do is negated, except my giant balls. They're all that matters.
Slam the Google Home door on your giant balls.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't Google even make sense. Google Home opens your doors, closes your doors.
If you have a smart home, what would a gladiator do with a smart home?
Yeah, I'm a gladiator. I don't know nothing about smart homes. I know about swinging swords.
Since gladiators can't have slaves anymore, he's probably got a nice smart home with the
Alexa,
the oven that he can preheat from his phone and.
Gladiators don't know nothing about Google.
I'm going with the gladiator.
They just
on this
swing
one.
Swords.
Taylor?
So ancient, they're impervious to technology.
I mean, yeah, he can steal the opponent's abilities with a touch. So I have to go with the gladiator, sorry.
The gladiator has dethroned
Caesar. You almost got all the way around. I'm sorry,
Caesar,
babe.
Caesar, Caesar, Caesar.
All right, Taylor, you're up next. No, wait, no, Max is back up.
Oh, shit. Because
it would be his turn. Oh, shit.
Take this, giant testicles.
Nice.
Very, very, very impressive. Yeah, no.
We're getting to the end here, folks. Who will be triumphant in Super Fight?
Max mulls over his cards. The gladiator, who has enormous testicles, stealing opponents with the power with a touch.
I'll go with
with a touch of my nervous testicles.
Michael Jackson, who can change into a pick a celebrity at will. He can turn into also Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But like,
wait,
go on.
But like past Michael Jackson into like
so like
future Michael
like
Jackson.
Pre-Pepsi and post-Pepsi?
Pre- and post-Pepsi Michael Jackson. He can just morph between the two.
Oh, Jesus.
He is way too distracted by
enormous
testicles.
What's the other one?
And no, he only likes little boy testicles.
He's armed with a bow and unlimited arrows. I think Michael Jackson can moonwalk away from you while shooting your massive nuts with... arrows.
Testicles are very sensitive.
Nah, he's too distracted by him. He's just like, oh, tee-hee, look at him. And then, boom, sword
to the
head.
That's why there's two of them. It's like the...
I don't see...
Also, you never said what the gladiator was armed with. It could be a spear, which negates your bow.
No, you didn't draw a card. There's spear black cards. I mean, you're just a gladiator.
How does
you
a
don't,
spear negate a bow?
You don't get bonus weapons.
Gladiators are usually armed with something.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you're not a gladiator if you're unarmed.
He's armed with the giant testicles and the power to steal other people's ability by touching them.
No, has enormous testicles.
Okay.
That I'm not armed with.
I don't know.
The thing is stealing, though.
And you're also going up against not only can't stop till you get enough Michael Jackson, but black and white Michael Jackson.
But he's still distracted by my enormous testicles.
Yeah, but you're not.
He doesn't care. He likes little testicles.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Don't besmirch the king of pop.
Or he just likes to have fun with little boys. It's fine. Who cares?
He didn't have a childhood. His dad was terrible to
him. Exactly.
I'm going with the Michaels, personally.
I go Michael. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Max. 5 points. Taking back the win. Taylor, you two are just constantly fighting each other.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yes.
Oh my god.
These better. I'm so excited for these. So we have dual Michael Jacksons with unlimited bow and arrows. So he's got one of those Minecraft bows.
Ew. Okay, just to be silly, because I don't think I'm going to get past it. Okay, everyone at Burning Man, figuratively, on fire, and literally.
Figuratively, I am literally on fire.
But also, is Royd raging?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I gotta go raging Royd burning.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with that one, too.
That's gonna be hard to beat.
I think everyone at Burning Man would be super hyped to see Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but they're also raging and on fire.
Yeah.
Both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, they don't care about Michael Jackson or arrows.
That's thousands of people.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, fuck yeah, Michael Jackson.
They'll be
like, oh, I can't wait to go back to civilization and say, oh, did you hear about my time at Burning Man? I saw Michael Jackson.
They're not thinking about that right now.
No,
right?
they're thinking, ah! I'm going to have to go with the Burning
Man.
Yeah,
both judges have already voted against you.
All right, this is it. Taylor, 6 points. Mike, 6 points.
Oh, shit.
Can I pull out something that can beat 1,000 people who are both figuratively and literally on fire?
But I picked this as a joke.
And it somehow is just crushing because it's like essentially a sea of like raging people on fire.
A sea of raging fire.
Oh.
But they're also on roids.
It's
so
a sea of raging
that.
Fire.
Also on roids. They're strong.
All right, so I have a Spartan armed with a super glue fire hose. I don't know, that is also armed with a rocket launcher. So I could stick you in place and use
we'll melt it.
Yeah, you got like thousands of people on
thousands.
Fire. Right? I mean, how
stuck
does it
in
take?
Place, burning to death.
If anything,
it'll
shooting
melt.
People with the RPG in Call of Duty has told me it takes longer to reload than you'd like it to.
But I'm more concerned about the super glue fire hose, because if I can just spray everybody with that and get them stuck, it would, if you heat up glue, it would just kind of bubble out, right?
It bubbles, but it also gets, everything gets thinner. Melt down. So then my other people will be able to climb on top of those, get over that sea of glued people, and get to set you on fire. You're one person against a sea of people.
I'm a Spartan, though. I like these odds. Super glue
just burns.
We also tear you down. Have
300
No, I just got the one. It's just Leonidas standing on a fucking hill.
We take you and we bring you into our super glue fire mess. So now you're stuck on fire.
Judges?
I gotta go with the super glue fire hose.
You just want this for your podcast.
I'm going with yeah, I gotta go super glue fire hose.
Alright,
even if it makes it burn hotter, they fire faster.
Here we go.
Three. Okay, on go. All
right.
Three, two, one, go.
Predator, not that kind.
Oh, gross.
Versus a vampire, I win.
Oh, man.
Yeah, go with the vampire.
Yeah, the vampire wins. Taylor's the winner.
Even the sparkly kind.
That's like I'm so... They actually put not that kind.
Oh, yeah, otherwise man. Predator would probably kill
if it
vampire.
Was a predator, if it was the predator, then definitely. But yeah,
oh yeah,
just like.
But if it's just a fucking like gross man,
yeah, he could be like just going walking up to the door and be like, "Hello, the law is making me stay," and he's like, just takes him inside.
What would happen if a vampire drank predator blood?
Would they be? Would they too become predator? Wait, are we talking about
yeah?
Like,
what
like
kind of predator?
Child predators?
No. Like don't that kind.
Oh, would they die? Isn't it acidic?
No, that's aliens.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, the predators is just glowing green.
Oh, the red light has turned on.
The warning.
So we're, yes. But luckily, this is the end of the podcast. So,
I had a lot of fun.
I did too.
I think that we should do this again.
I'd be down.
Hey!
You're just upset because you lost.
Yeah, he's also just sitting on his phone.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it for the podcast. Taylor, would you like to plug your...
Yeah, go to my YouTube channel. It's Inconsistently Consistent. It's Taylor Rachel. That's Taylor, and then Rachel is R-A-C-H-A-E-L. So go check it out. Subscribe. Look at my videos. Fashion's in one of them.
Yeah,
we did spicy wings, like the Hot Ones challenge.
So you could see Fashion suffer a little bit if you guys wanted.
You can see what Fashion looks like. Ew! Oh. Exposed.
Or you also check out the Anxious Alien podcast, which are currently in
we're in a little hiatus, but for
all your conspiracy theories.
Yes.
And then as always, you can check us out at House of Pod 1 on our Instagram and Twitter, even though, God, Twitter makes me so sad. I hate going on it.
We're too old for Twitter.
This is why people pay people to do this.
Exactly.
We just gotta
pay me, I'll do it.
There you go. All right, yeah, so for House of Pod, I'm Mike.
I'm Beth.
And see you later.